Shalom Aleichem and B'yafif of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud, Baba Basra Kuf Mem, Baba Basra 140b, pagination is 280. We'll start from the middle of the Mishnah, which is just about middle of the page, middle of a line. The first words on the line are Eitzel Zecharim, and then we begin. Ha'omer, a person says, Imteled ishti zachar yitalmana, if my wife will give birth to a male child, that child should get 100, should get whatever amount he's designating. Yolda zachar yitalmana, if the wife indeed gives birth to a boy, then that child will get this gift that was designated. In the Keva Masayim, if he would say, if it's a girl, she should get 200. Yolda Nekeva Notalas Masayim. If a girl is born, she gets the 200. The gift is active. It works. It's chal. Im Zachar Monem Nekeva Masayim. If he says to a boy, 100. If it's a girl, it should be 200. V'yolda Zachar Nekeva, and it ends up being twins. There's a boy and a girl. So both gifts are active. Zachar Notamona, Nekeva Notelas Masayim. The boy would get 100, the girl would get 200. And this is the case, the overall concept of giving to an ubar, to a fetus, meaning still in gestation, child has not yet been born. Can you gift something to such a child? You may recall in Maseches Kiddushin, we have a case where they want to be mikdash an ubar. The father wants to marry off the girl before she's actually born. Perhaps he's dying. He wants to make sure the girl is provided for, and he's already marrying off the child, obviously, if it's a girl, if it turns out to be a girl. They didn't know, they didn't have sonograms, but if it turns out to be a girl, can you do transactions on a child before the child is actually born? So to explore this, we turn to Shulchan Aruch, Choshen Mishpat Simen Reish Yud. Ein adam makna lemi shelo ba le'olam. A person cannot grant things to somebody who's not yet in the world. Lefikach, therefore, hamezake le'uber shel acher, if a person tries to grant something as a gift to the fetus of somebody else, a different family, his nephew's wife is pregnant and he's already giving gifts to that child. That doesn't work. Lokana. Vafilu omar lichis sheyivaleid, even if you word it, once the child will be born, yizke, he should get the thing. It doesn't work. However, imhaya b'no, if we're dealing with your own child, kana, it's going to work. Afilu omar lichis sheyivaleid, even if he doesn't word it, when the child will be born. V'husha teya ishto kevar me'uberes, but it has to be that the woman is already pregnant, and therefore if it's this man's wife, and he's granting to his child, b'shasa matana, she's pregnant at the time, it's going to work. Yesh omrim, there are those that say, even this case, that you could grant something to your own child while still a fetus, dafka b'shchiv meira, this is only in the case of a person on his deathbed, av bevori lo kana, but by a healthy person it doesn't work. The Shach debates this topic, but for our purposes, being that we've been dealing with a number of cases where the person is dying and we just want to know what kind of transactions he can do, the concept of a will. So for the purposes of our session, we will simply accept this more strict view, and for our purposes of discussion, we will apply this only in the case of Shchiv Meira. And what he's doing is that perhaps he has other children, and these other children are set, they're settled, but he knows his wife is pregnant, and he's worried about this child that's going to be born, presumably after he passes away. And he wants to gift things to this child. So being that the wife is pregnant, and being that it is his child that he's granting it to, we have a concept that Adam Karov Eitzel Beno, a person has a certain closeness to the child, and therefore he's able to transact business by gifting to this child. This concept, as it's applied to a shchiv meira, to a person who's deathly ill, is developed in Siman Resh Nun Gimel Sif Chaf Vav. Shchiv meira shatziva loses matana leuba b'sheba me'ei imo. A shchiv meira that says that he wants to give a gift to the fetus, imhu b'no, if it's his own child that we're dealing with, so then you can transact such business, you can make such a kinyan for such a person. Zacha ha'uber, and the child will receive that gift. Mipnei she'daito shal odom kerova etzel b'no, because the intent of a father is close to the child, and he's able to do that even though the child is not yet here as a living being. And so, the Mechaber continues, im Omar im telet ishti zocha yitamona im nekeva masayim v'yolda zocha no tamona yolda nekeva no teles masayim. If he said, if my wife gives birth to a male child, it'll be 100, to a female child, it'll be 200. So all of that is going to work. Yolda zachor nekeva, such a wording, and it ends up being twins. Hazachor notamona v'nekeva, kuf kuf, it actually will apply in both eventualities, and one will get 100, one will get 200, as he described. One question, which is explored in the Gemara, is why did the Mishnah present the case that he's giving 100 to the boy and 200 to the girl? Is there some sort of preferential treatment over here that's going on? And that's something that is explored on the coming Amud Kuf Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.